is the 18th February 2005. We will continue our Dhamma talk we have given yesterday. I explained to you 7 stages of a purification, Satta Visuddhi. The first stage and the second stage of a Visuddhi, purification of a Sila and purification of a Chitta, the mind, has been explained it to a certain extent. Purification of a deed and speech through the fully observance of the precepts is Sila Visuddhi, purification of a Sila or morality. Then Chitta Visuddhi, purification of a mind. The mind can be purified from hindrances, nivaranas, when the mind is deeply concentrated on the object of meditation. When a meditator obtains some degree of deep concentration, then the mind is purified from all 5 kinds of hindrances, nivaranas. 5 kinds of nivaranas, as you know, Kamachanda Nivarana, sensual desire. Vyapada Nivarana, anger, hatred, ill will and aversion. Tinameda Nivarana, sloth and torpor. Mental sluggishness. Uddaja Kukuja Nivarana. Uddaja is a restlessness. Kukuja is a remorse. These two are the twin hindrances. Just like Tina and Maida. So, restlessness and remorse are Uddaja Kukuja Nivarana. Then the last one is Vichikicca Nivarana, skeptical doubt about the Triple Gems. When any of these 5 kinds of nivarana is in our mind is not purified. The mind gets defiled, so we can't concentrate well. If in our mind there is sensual desire, kamachana nivarana, the mind cannot be concentrated well. In the same way, when we have in our mind anger, hatred, ill will, aversion, then these are Vyapada Nivarana, then the mind cannot be deeply concentrated on the object of meditation because of this Vyapada Nivarana. When we have salat and tapo in our mind, then the mind cannot be concentrated. Tina and Maida, salat and tapos, are one of the hindrances in Nivaranas. So the mind cannot be concentrated well. If we have in our mind restlessness, mental restlessness, distraction, thinking, and remorse, then our mind cannot be concentrated well because of this Uddhaja, Kokoja, Nivarana. If we have in our mind skeptical doubt about the Triple Gems, doubt about the Buddha, doubt about the Dhamma, doubt about the Sangha, then our mind cannot be concentrated well. Only when we are able to concentrate our mind well on the object of meditation, we don't have any of these mental defilement or hindrances, then our mind is purified from hindrances. Then we attain purification of mind, citta visuddhi. The deep concentration removes these hindrances from the mind. Then the mind is purified. Then we attain purification of mind, citta visuddhi. As to meditation, we have three types of concentration which enable to remove these hindrances from the mind. We have three kinds of concentration. Three types of concentrations are: the first one, absorption concentration, which is known as jhana concentration, jhana samadhi. The second one is excessive concentration or neighborhood concentration, which is known as upachara samadhi in Pali. This jhana samadhi, absorption concentration, and upachara samadhi or neighborhood samadhi, neighborhood concentration, upachara samadhi. These two types of samadhi can be attained by a samatha meditator. The third type of samadhi is momentary concentration, which is known as khanika samadhi. This is the last type of samadhi. Momentary concentration or khanika samadhi is attained by when a samatha meditator takes a single object of meditation, focuses mind on the object very deeply. When the mind is very deeply concentrated on a single object of meditation, it is absorbed into the object. So it doesn't go out, the mind doesn't go out The mind doesn't go everywhere. It stays with the object as if it absorbed into the object. That's why this kind of concentration is called absorption concentration. Apna samadhi in Pali. Apna samadhi, absorption concentration, and jhana samadhi, fixedness concentration. These two types of concentration are in the same sense. When a samatha meditator attains apana samadhi, absorption concentration, then his mind is purified of hindrances, five kinds of hindrances. So he attains a citta visuddhi, purification of a mind, through apana samadhi, absorption concentration. Though he has not yet attained a full concentration, that is apana samadhi, absorption concentration, if he has attained a deep concentration which nears to absorption concentration, then his mind can be purified from hindrances. This concentration is called excess concentration or neighborhood concentration, upachara samadhi in Pali. Here what we should know is that samatha meditator can attain purification of mind, citta visuddhi, by means of either absorption concentration, apana samadhi, or excess concentration, upachara samadhi. Khanika samadhi, momentary concentration, is attained by insight meditator, vipassana meditator. The object of vipassana meditator, insight meditator, is not a single one. The object of insight meditation is many varieties of mental states and physical processes. So he has many different objects to observe, to be mindful of. He observes a mental state that arises at this moment. Make a mental note or labeling according to the object. Then the mind concentrated on this mental state for some moment. When the mental state has disappeared, there's no object to concentrate. So the mind has to concentrate on the object momentarily for some moment. So it's called momentary concentration, khanika samadhi. For example, we observe the rising movement and falling movement of the abdomen. When the abdomen rises, we are aware of it, noting as a rising. Then our noting mind concentrated on the rising process. But when the rising process has disappeared, then he has no rising process to concentrate. So it has to concentrate on the rising process momentarily for some moment. So this concentration on the rising process is called momentary concentration, Khanika Samadhi. When the process of arising movement has disappeared, and then there arises a fallen process. When fallen process arises, the mind notes it, observe it, watch it, be aware of it as it is. Then the noted mind is concentrated on the fallen process for some moment. When the fallen process has disappeared, then the mind has no fallen process to concentrate. So, this noted mind concentrated on the fallen process for some moment. So it is called momentary concentration, Khanika Samadhi. In the same way, Vipassana meditators concentration stay with the object momentarily. So it's called momentary concentration, Khanika Samadhi, because the objects are mental states and physical processes. None of a mental state lasts very long. It arises and then very swiftly passes away. So long as the mental state arises, the noted mind is concentrated on it. When the mental state has disappeared, there is no object to concentrate on. So, there's a concentration on mental states or physical process which arises and passes away very instantly. It's called momentary concentration, Khanika Samadhi. When the noted mind is concentrated on all mental states and physical processes that arises one after another, then the mind is concentrated on each object of meditation or each mental state of physical process successively, consecutively, continuously. Then there's a continuous, constant, and sustained momentary concentration is a very, very much powerful, so powerful that it can remove all kinds of mental hindrances from the mind. So when the concentration, momentary concentration, Khanika Samadhi, becomes constant, continuous, and sustained, then it removes mental hindrances from the mind. Then the mind is purified from hindrances. Then Vipassana meditator attains purification of mind, citta, visuddhi. In this way, Vipassana meditator attains citta, visuddhi, purification of mind, through momentary concentration, Khanika Samadhi. From the moment he attained purification of mind, citta, visuddhi, his insight knowledge that arises together with the concentration becomes penetrating and sharper and sharper. Then that inside knowledge realizes the true nature of mental and physical phenomena. Because the mind is quite purified from hindrances. There are some people who do not rightly understand or completely understand the teaching of the Buddha, said that Vipassana meditator has no citta visuddhi, purification of mind, because they have not yet attained either upachara samadhi, excess concentration, or apana samadhi, absorption concentration. That's why they cannot attain citta visuddhi, purification of mind. And thus some people misunderstood. But because they haven't yet practiced vipassana meditation, sutta vipassana, pure insight meditation, they do not rightly understand khanika samadhi, the strength of a khanika samadhi, momentary concentration. Vipassana meditator nowadays, those who practice vipassana meditation, pure insight meditation, sutta vipassana, comes to rightly understand vipassana meditator can attain citta visuddhi, purification of mind, by means of momentary concentration, khanika samadhi. So vipassana meditator, insight meditator nowadays rightly understand they can attain citta visuddhi, purification of a mind, by khanika samadhi, momentary concentration, through their own personal experience, experiential knowledge. Visuddhimagga and the commentary to Visuddhimagga mentions this point. They said, when khanika samadhi, momentary concentrations, become successive, continuous, constant, concentrating on each object of a mental state and physical process, one after another, its strength is equal to that of upachara samadhi. Its strength is equal to that of upachara samadhi and samatha meditation. So this khanika samadhi can remove the hindrances and make the mind purified from defilement. So here I'll repeat. Samatha meditator attains citta visuddhi, purification of a mind, by either excessive concentration, upachara samadhi, or absorption concentration, apana samadhi. Vipassana meditator, insight meditators, attains citta visuddhi, purification of a mind, by momentary concentration, Kanika Samadhi. This Chaita Visuddhi, the second Visuddhi, purification of mind, is a turning point for a Vipassana meditator to shift his mind to Vipassana by being mindful of any mental states or physical process that arises at that moment as it is. The mind which gets defiled with the hindrances of mental defilement is like a rusty sword. Rusty sword. Because when a sword gets rusty, it cannot cut anything. In the same way, when the mind gets rusty or defiled with any hindrances or any defilement, then it cannot realize any mental phenomena or physical phenomena as it really is. When the mind is purified from hindrances of mental defilement by means of any of three kinds of concentration, then the mind gets purified. When the mind is purified from hindrances, it's like a sword without rust. A sword without rust can cut anything very easily. In the same way, the mind which is purified from hindrances also arises in the mind, there arises insight knowledge. That insight knowledge becomes penetrating and sharp because the mind is purified from hindrances. That penetrating insight, sharp insight, realizes specific characteristic or general characteristic of nama and rupa, mental and physical phenomena as it really occurs. Now, I mentioned specific characteristics and general characteristic of nama and rupa, mental, physical phenomena. So we need to explain what are specific characteristics, what are general characteristics. Specific characteristics is sabhava, lakana, and pali. General or common characteristics is samanya, lakana, and pali. When a meditator has attained the purification of my citta visuddhi, then his insight becomes penetrating in sharp, so he realizes either specific characteristic or general characteristic of mental and physical phenomena, nama and rupa. When he realizes either specific characteristic or general characteristic, sabhava lakana or samanya lakana of nama and rupa, mental and physical phenomena, then it's called nama rupa parichera jnana, the first insight knowledge. When he realizes either specific characteristic or general characteristic of nama and rupa, bodily and mental phenomena, then his view is purified. He has no wrong view about this nama and rupa. He has a right view about this nama and rupa. So his view is purified. So it's called a purification of a view. Diti visuddhi. View here means a diti. Every mental state or physical process, physical phenomenon, has its own individual characteristics. That individual characteristic is called sabhava lakhana, specific characteristic. For example, as to physical phenomena, there are 28 units of materiality. Out of the 28, the 4 are the primary elements of a materiality, the primary material elements. They are Patavidhatu, earth element, Avodhatu, water element, Tejodhatu, fire element, Vayodhatu, wind element. Patavidhatu, earth element, has its own individual characteristic, which is known as sabhava lakhana. In the same way, avodhatu, tejodhatu, vayodhatu, each of these primary material elements has its own individual characteristic, which are known as sabhava lakhana. For example, vayodhatu, wind or air element, it has its sabhava lakhana, its own individual characteristic. Movement, motion, vibration, supporting are the specific characteristic of vayodhatu, wind element, sabhava lakhana. So these four primary material elements mainly constitute this bodily phenomenon. So in our body, we find these four primary material elements: earth element, water element, fire element, and water, wind or air element. For example, when we observe the rising movements and falling movement of abdomen, when we are mindful of it, when we are aware of it, when our mind is well concentrated on each process of rising movement and falling movement, then we come to experience each individual movement of a rising process, the same with falling process. When we note rising, we experience one movement, then another movement. Sometimes we experience two individual movements or three individual movements. Sometimes we experience many individual movements of the process. We experience it. That is, we are realizing the specific characteristic of a wind or air element, vayodhatu. In the same way, when we note or observe falling process, we note falling, perceiving many movements of the process. When concentrations are deep enough, one movement, two movement, three movement, and many movement, and so on, then it's also realization of tabhava, lakana, specific characteristic of a wind or air element. When our concentration becomes deeper and deeper, then insight also becomes more and more penetrating. At the time, we come to realize or experience a series of tiny broken movements of rising process, a series of tiny broken movements of a falling process. Then, whenever we note rising, falling of the abdomen, we are experiencing a series of tiny broken movements of rising process and falling process. We are not aware of the form of the abdomen. We have lost the consciousness of the sense of our body, ourself, because we are experiencing just a series of movements of rising and falling. At that moment, because we are experiencing or realizing the natural process of tiny movements of rising and falling, we have no idea of me or mine. We have no idea of a person or being. We do not identify this tiny movement process with me or mine. Then we have removed the wrong view of a person, a being, a self or a soul, through realization of a specific characteristics of a vayu dhatu wind element. Then the wrong view of a person, a being, a self or a soul, has been destroyed by the right understanding of a specific characteristic of a wind element, vayu dhatu. Then the wrong view, because the wrong view has been removed, then our view about nama and rupa, mental and physical phenomena, bodily and mental phenomena, is purified. So it's we attain purification of a view. Deity we saw thee. To have such a deep concentration and such a penetrating insight to realize a specific and general characteristic, we need to observe, we need to note any mental states or physical process attentively, precisely enough. Only then our concentration will be deep and our insight will be penetrating. Now I think you have grasped the teaching of the Buddha, the purpose of Vipassana meditation, and the power of insight knowledge. Rightly understand in this way, may you be able to strive your best and attain purification of a mind, purification of a view, citta visuddhi, deity visuddhi, and then attain upper stages, higher stages of purification and nibbana, the cessation of suffering.
Sathu, sathu, sathu.